Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Oh, yeah! There we go!
Yeah.
That's a series win.
Already. We're spoiled already.
Yeah, series win. Good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. You can hear my voice is a little bit scratchy from yesterday's double guttural yell. But that was to clinch a playoff spot. And last night we had another victory for your San Diego Padres, one of the most enjoyable games I think I've seen all season long. Just came together in all facets of the game. It was beautiful. It was just like we drew it up, and we love when a plan comes together. Thank you guys so much for being here. We are Ben and Woods. It is 97.3 The Fan, and it is a Wednesday today. Right in the middle of the week. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. A little bit worse for wear and tired, but I'm going to make it through. No problem. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor and news anchor and pest. Just a pest with that request yesterday.
Sorry.
You ruined my life.
I apologize. We are at that point in the year. You know it, Padres fans. Tier 1s, you are the diehards. You get excited about Padres season January. Like, oh, spring training's in 3 weeks. You're into it day one all the way through.
Yeah.
But there is a segment of the San Diego population that doesn't really get excited until
now.
And when that happens, all of a sudden, the news engine starts turning. Oh, we need to be covering this a little bit more. What guests can we get on? What stories we can do? Last night on Channel 10, we had stories about Padres merch. We had stories about baseball cards. It's like, oh, okay, now everyone's...
Baseball time.
It's baseball time. It's just like someone flipped a switch. And for the non-baseball people, it's now baseball time in San Diego. So I was asked...
It's annoying, isn't it, kind of, little bit? Like, because here's what bothers me, and I don't mean to cut you off, but here's what bothers me. We, right, people on this radio station, frankly, people on some other radio stations, too, you spend your entire year diving deep, grinding through it, and then all of a sudden, local news is like, hey, look what, it's fun, and then, like, other radio shows that never... talk about it, or like, hey, what's up? We're down here at Petco Park. I'm like, is this your first banana pudding of the year? Good for you, pal. I've been sucking down banana puddings at Petco since opening day. I hate it. It's where you been? Through the grind. Now you just come for the glory?
I didn't know that was possible.
It's infuriating to me. Infuriating.
Can you imagine if we just did from March until... mid-September, just, hey, Soccer Mom Radio,
just
having fun,
just goofing
around, just a morning show,
and then all of a sudden,
and then we just crank it up, and we're just 4 hours of Padres.
Yo, it's Ben and Woods, we're down here at Petco Park, this place is lit, man, oh my god, this is crazy. Ben, have you tried this banana pudding? Get out of here. I get every year, it's like the worst part of the Padres making the playoffs, is I gotta watch every other dill hole in town. Down at Petco. They get better seats than I do. They're down there. They're like, this is unreal. Thanks, Eric Rubner. I'm like, what the hell is going on right now? Oh. Eric Case says, I'm acting like the local surfer who doesn't want kooks surfing his local waves. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. If you weren't with us at our Yuli Gurriel, you do not deserve us here in September, October. You
at
just
Ryan
don't.
O'Hearn.
Man, it makes me all using the Padres for content and giveaways, and it just infuriates me every year. You guys know, I send them to you. I'm like, yeah. Look at this idiot. He hasn't mentioned the Padres all year long. God.
And this is, of course, the dangerous time, because this is when that's what's in happens as well. Once that switch
that's
gets
what's
flipped,
in.
Yes, dude.
These are the people who come out of the woodwork.
The lunatics.
You have
right?
to be careful this time of year. But
because local TV loves right. those bits.
So I to make sure that we didn't get those guys on, when they said, is there a guest you can arrange to talk a little Padres baseball on the 6 o'clock news last night? You were in the A block, by the way.
Oh,
that's,
wow.
That's the first segment of the news. That's prime real estate.
Not bad.
For local television. I said, yeah, I'll see if Woods can join us, and we can do a little Ben and Woods on television last night.
Yep.
I arranged it so you could do it from home on Zoom. You didn't have to come all the way into the studio. I thought that was nice of me.
Very.
Should not force you to drive all the way downtown.
I wouldn't have. You knew it was your only chance of getting me on. There's no way I'm driving all the way down.
And I thought you did great. You looked great. You sounded great. The internet was mostly good all the way through the interview. Only broke up once or twice very, very quickly. But I will say that my colleagues at Channel 10 in the back, the technical crew that puts on the show, I can't see. Now, I'm sitting out there on the set, so I can't see Woods until he actually pops on and I'm interviewing him. But I assume Claire or one of our engineers in the back is arranging the Zoom beforehand. And I get in my ear this. Oh my God, this guy is just, he is losing his mind here on this Zoom back here. What's going on with him? I said, he's fine. Don't worry about him. He'll be fine. Once he's on the air, he'll be fine. I think he's yelling at his kids to be quiet right now. What's going on?
It's the worst experience of my life. Of my life.
All right. I need all of
I've
it.
Lost grandparents, and it wasn't as bad as that experience.
I need all of it. Okay, so you have your little office.
Yes.
With a glass door that closes, yep. So you can see into door. The living room, kitchen area.
Yep. Okay. Boom. Right. Shut the thing. Okay. So here's the plan. It's 6 o'clock news hit. I need to be on, but I'm always early, so I want to make sure I'm logged on. Everything works. 5 o'clock on the dot. All right, family, gather together. Family meeting. I've got a news. I'm going to be on the news. It's going to be live. Bo said, "How long?" I said, 5 minutes max. It's very, very short. But in that period, I need you to be quiet, and I need your brother to be quiet. And Hannah, if you could do your part and keep them quiet, that'd be great. It's just a five-minute hit, and I'm back, and we're in action. Everything's good. So I at 5:10, I go to the shower because I went to the gym, showered up. Ben told me, make yourself look presentable. So I couldn't wear a T-shirt and a hat. So I put on a button-down and a suit jacket. I was in my boxers. I'm like my man panties underneath. I didn't have to put pants on. So I again, everyone, just to reiterate, keep your pie holes shut. Don't make any big moves. No noise. Just be quiet. Be quiet. Okay. Go to pull up my computer. There's the Zoom link. Log in. Doesn't work. I'm like, oh, great. Log in again. You need to download something. I'm on a different. I don't have a. It's like what did I get, Paulie? I got a Windows. I'm not familiar with Windows. I've had it for like a year. It's all jacked up. I can't send emails on it. Swear to God, I can't send an email from my work computer. I don't know how to do it. So there was something I needed to download. It didn't work. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. So I run and get my iPad and I go, ooh, I don't know how to. I don't have a speaker or like a microphone that plugs in, so they're not going to hear me, I don't think. Oh, no. So finally, at like 6, I get my phone. I just do it on my phone, and it works. It doesn't look the best, but it's on my phone, and I got one of those little phone holders. It's
stands,
got the tripods.
Clips, yeah.
Well, I put it on there. It falls over. I pick it up, and I hit the emergency call. So it starts calling the emergency number, and it's like, please release if you want emergency call.
Oh,
it's
God.
And I'm like, by the way, mind you, I've told you guys.
Holy crap.
My wife keeps our house It feels like Key West in my home. If you've ever been to Key West or Houston or New Orleans in July, that's what my home feels like when you walk into it. I'm in a button-down and a t-shirt underneath and a suit jacket. I am sweating. I am sweating like a... I'm dying. I'm pouring sweat. I have a paper towel next to me that I'm blotting my face with. They can see all this, I'm sure.
You're in a John Grisham legal thriller
yes,
at this point.
Pretty much, yeah. And I'm patting my head. So we're about to go. I hear her. Now, here's the thing. She's in my ear, like, and Ben is like, and this morning, and Otay Ranch. And I'm like, I can't hear. So I'm like, I can't hear you. All I hear is Ben. She's like, okay, no, we're ready to go. We're ready to go. So I got the phone set up, got it all fixed up on the tripod. I'm ready, and I'm doing like the I'm kind of like sitting, but my chair keeps falling, you know, the compression yes, like. Yeah. So I keep lifting it up, and then I'm like holding myself up by my knee, cross my legs to hold myself up by my knee. All of a sudden, we are 10 seconds from going live. We're a minute from going live. My front door rings. It's the kid across the street, Luca. He wants Bo. I'm like, go. Bo runs out. Dad, Lucas. I'm like, shut up. Then they run out. Then they run back in, open the door, Mom, and slam the door. Then they run out again, and I am up to the screen door, and I literally whispered, shut the F up. Shut up. I was so mad. And then I'm like, where's Hannah? She's nowhere to be found. No one is watching these absolute turds. So we are 10 seconds. I like get back in my chair, Paulie. I give it like one more wipe of my face. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, okay, I'm ready. And then Ben comes on. And here's the thing. I have so much respect that you're able to do that on a daily basis because I'm not sitting there under lights or anything like that. I'm pouring sweat. And I mean pouring. And I'm like, I know people can see me sweating right now. I know they can. So I start to panic about that. And then it's the thing that, it's not meant to be a shot. I couldn't do that. Like, I can't do it. It's just very basic. You know, what do you think about the pitching rotation? Right. It's just not who I am. It's not who I am. Sure. It's not who we are. It's weird working with him when I can't be like, what are you doing? What do you got over there? Yeah. You know what I mean? Right. When I have to be like, yes, I agree that the Padres do have what it takes to make the playoffs. Like, it's weird. It's just
a little weird.
It was a weird thing.
I do appreciate you, your professionalism and not embarrassing me.
I was thinking about
on television. My colleagues are used to, we do those interviews, but they're usually with
professionals.
USD economist Alan Jin or aviation expert or retired fire captain, and they're commenting on the news of the day. Stephen Woods, radio host, was a little bit of a new experience for them.
I hated it so much, man. And so I get done, and Hannah's like, how'd it go? I'm like, number one, where were you? Number two, Jesus, I asked for 5 minutes. Five. You guys couldn't give me 5 minutes. And they didn't. And so I walk back to my bedroom, and I take the suit jacket off, Paulie, and I looked at my button-down, soaked. I soaked through it. Peeled that off, put it right in the dirty clothes. I wore it for 5 minutes. Then I took the V-neck that I had on under, soaked to the bone. Like I just had run around the block. And I'm like, I can never do this again. I can never, ever, ever do this again. I mean, it was 87 degrees in my house as I was trying to do this. No fan, you know, can't have a fan on in there when you're on the news. But I just went, man, whew, he owes me. He owes me
yes,
for this.
I do. Thank you for that.
I think people said, hey, great job, Woodsy. I'm like, man, I felt fat. And I felt sweaty. I felt like I looked like Chris Farley, like it was worse.
You looked very comfortable.
Like
you
were not.
You'd done it many times before. Hannah says the clear glass office doors were a bad choice. You were in an aquarium, a terrarium.
Yeah, I was in a terrarium. Yeah, like a lizard, like a fat, sweaty lizard is what I was last night, dude. It really was. Yeah, Megan says it's tough to follow a murder and plane crash. It really was. It really was. Ben was talking about the single-engine Cessna that went down yesterday. The guy's okay, right?
Yeah. Crashed in Fallbrook, upside down, like walked right away, only minor injuries. Pretty miraculous, actually.
But and the funny thing is, too, is like if I had driven down to – Paulie's over there editing this right now. I know he is. He hasn't said a word.
I don't have it yet.
Okay.
It's recorded on my DVR. we have Cox. I can't.
You'd be
watch
surprised.
It. I was trying to show it here.
It sucked.
The story behind the scene is all of it. If you watched it, it looks fairly normal.
That
it's just it's normal television.
That's what I need is I wish the Ben's people had recorded all of your
the behind the scenes stuff.
Stillman says, "Why not turn on the AC beforehand, bro? Do you not listen to the show? I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed to turn it down. My wife needs it at 87 degrees. She walks around in a full sweatsuit and a full robe, like a burlap robe, tied, like a thick burlap robe. I reached over this morning. I was like, oh, God, never mind. Just forget it. Forget it all. It is 800 degrees in there. And I mean, bro, I literally had a paper towel bin that I folded. And ask them if they have, if you have the video of me pre.
I don't know if they
the whole time. I was like, it was soaking wet. Dude, I hated it. God, I hated it so much. I hated it so much, man. It's hard to sleep. It's so hot. It's not 76. It's not 76. It's 96 in there every day of my life. It is. I live on the streets of New Orleans in my home. That's how it feels every time I'm in there. But anyway, so. We did it. It's over with. But if this is that time of year where, like, I don't even want to look at my phone because I'll be getting messages like, hey, you think you could pop on KUSI or pop on so-and-so with us? And, you know, I know Gary, I know Jake's going to ask me. He did last year. I did a little hit with them. I'm not doing it this year. I can't do it. I don't like it. It's not fun for me.
I won't ask you again.
I don't need the attention. I don't want the attention.
Paulie, you're next.
I just can't do it, dude. I just get so nervous. I get so nervous and anxious when I have to go on camera. It was a stretch to get the YouTube up. It was. It was a fight that Paulie had to really, really sell me on. And he did. So here we are. And this one doesn't bother me so much, but that is just different. I had credit to you. Kudos to you. I don't know how you do it and sit up there and not just, do you not just drip sweat?
Well, I will say that we have the air conditioning pumping pretty solidly in the studio. Otherwise, we would all melt in there.
Are so hot, right?
I also have some makeup on, which dampens the sweaty look even when I do get kind of hot, which helps. But yeah, I mean, it can get hot at times.
It's tough, man. It's tough. It was tough. But we did it. We got through it. We got a lot of good stuff coming up this week, actually. Like, feels good to have clinched, right? You clinch, and last night you just kind of kick your feet up, and you're like, let's see what these guys can do. And son of a bitch, if they didn't go out and just lay the wood to one of the best teams in baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers, last night, like it was no big deal.
It's we'll talk about the game coming up, but it was truly, I think you said, it was one of the most enjoyable games of the season.
Yeah, I loved it. Loved every second.
It was so weird because there wasn't really a stressful moment.
Not one.
In the game at all. It's so unlike watching a Padres game.
Yeah.
Get out to a big lead. The other team never really threatens to come back at all. You add on a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, the other team just rolls over quickly, like five pitch inning. Great. All right, let's keep moving. It was fast. The game was over by like, I don't know, like 8:50 or something. Yeah. It was 2 hours and 15 minutes. It's like, I don't remember a game like this all season that I just felt like, okay, I'm just comfortable all the way through this baseball game.
Yeah, I mean, Jose says, I was expecting a loss, a shutout loss. I think we all were. When you saw that lineup get rolled out, you're like, oh, my God, no Manny, no Jackson, no Tatis. And, you know, I'm glad those guys, I mean, it's exactly what we said on the show needed to happen. I don't know that any of us believed that it would, but it did. Randy Vasquez was unbelievable last night. Of course, we'll talk about that today. We have a pretty cool thing we're doing later that you guys won't hear for a couple of days. But I wanted to get your thoughts. So on Friday, the other shows on the station, so the Braden Show, Braden Sprennett Show, were we not allowed to say?
No.
Oh, you looked at me funny. Gwen and Chris, they're going to be out at Baja Ricks,
I believe, yeah.
Okay, on Friday for the last regular season home game. We are not because it's 6 in the morning. Then there's no reason to. Nobody's going to be down at the ballpark that early. But the company that's sponsoring it is this tequila brand.
Santo Tequila.
Yeah. The rep for Santo Tequila is one Samuel R. Hagar. So Adam sends out a text.
The Samuel Hagar.
Samuel Hagar. And Adam sends out a text. He's like, look, I don't know how much Braden knows about Sammy Hagar. I Don't know how much Gwen and Chris know about Sammy Hagar. I bet you do. Would you like to interview Sammy Hagar? I go, yeah, dude, yes. More than anything.
So pair of tickets to see Sam.
I forgot that.
Sammy Hagar with White Sake.
With White Sake.
Sammy Hagar with White Sake.
With who?
Snake. White Snake.
Oh, my God. First of all.
One of the OG
That's
clubs.
So OG.
That is so old.
Sam I. Hagar.
Pair of tickets to see Sammy Hagar with White Sake.
With who?
White Snake.
White Snake.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. It's so
I was like, wait, I have a flub of Ben. Something, Sam something I. Sammy Hagar.
Hagar.
Pair of tickets to see Sammy Hagar with White Sake.
With White Sake. White Sake.
Who is White Sake?
Every time. So we get to interview Sammy Hagar later. Today.
Which is insane.
I'll be back in that same office, sweating again, interviewing Sammy Hagar. And we'll play it probably Friday.
Yeah. Seems like a good fun Friday.
Deal.
No game Thursday night.
So it's going to be pre-recorded. We're just going to tell you guys we're not going to be live, but we're going to pre-record that with Sammy Hagar. What are your thoughts? Not much.
I'm curious about how they craft the tequila. Like,
are you?
Yeah, the agave that
Do
is
you?
Grown.
No, please
to...
don't ask that.
He's like, I don't know.
Don't get in the weeds on how they make the tequila.
I don't think he's making it.
Oh, he's not the tequila
the distiller?
The distiller?
I don't think so.
No, it's a wrong batch.
He could.
He could.
But I don't think he is.
Kind of like how we had our own beer and we actually like got to put our hands in like
drop some hops in
and we made that beer. But I'm excited to talk to Sammy, the Red Rocker. Like Sammy Hagar rules. And so we get to talk to him today. Which
I'm
is
excited
nuts.
Because you told me that Sammy is He's a G, as
he
you would say.
He is a G. He's like the coolest guy.
He's like 70, but still.
78
almost
next month?
Wow. Yeah, next month. We talked to Sammy Hagar today. So we got to run home after this, get home, and do a little Zoom interview with Sammy Hagar. So I'm very, very excited about that. Yeah, he still sounds good moving around. I mean, you think about it, you're like, man, I'm creaky at 50. This guy's got 27 years on me, and he's still up there jamming, like jamming. Like, he played that Aussie tribute in Birmingham. He was at that. So he was a part of that. I want to ask him about that, and he just shreds still. Played with the biggest band in the world at the time. And I'm very excited to talk to Sammy, so that'll be fun.
I'm a little nervous about it.
Don't
but
be.
I feel I like I'll one. Be in good hands
yeah,
with Woods.
You're in great hands. I got
taking
you.
Care of the Sammy Hagar musical
if
questions.
If he answers a question, don't. Steamrolling.
All right.
All right.
I'm going to take a...
You're a very good active listener on the news.
Background seat.
You were very good. Like, incredibly good. You let me finish. You paused, and then you asked your question. It was brilliant.
You were also very...
I was very nervous.
Concise.
Was
you
I?
Gave oh. really good answers. You didn't, just run on and diarrhea of the mouth
I was
at all. Strived. You were good. I told you. We have
45 seconds.
Two and a half minutes. Give me about 45 seconds per answer. We'll be good to go.
Yeah.
And you were perfect.
Thank you very much.
Like, ideal. Perfect guest
like
who
sweaty,
never wants to do it again.
Sweaty Chris Farley up there.
All right, let's check traffic. I believe we got Sue Aller again this morning, and then we'll quickly set the menu for a Wednesday edition of Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. All right, we got four in a row on our Padres wrap up coming up next. Grand Slam.
Crazy.
Luis Arraez home run. We'll get all the play-by-play from Jesse and Tony coming up in just a second. We'll discuss the return of Xander Bogaerts to the lineup yesterday. Didn't get a hit, but looked pretty good. Overall in his first game since coming off the injured list earlier in the day. Also had some big news in Major League Baseball yesterday. It is official. We will have the ABS Challenge System next year. Robot umpires.
Wow.
They're coming in 2026. We'll discuss the implementation and what was revealed yesterday by Major League Baseball. Have our regular features. Don't do this. Take on Woods. Another chance to qualify to see the Eagles at the Sphere in Las Vegas coming up at 8:20 this morning. And because he was not with us yesterday on Rosh Hashanah, Jesse Agler will join us this morning for a Wednesday Incorporator, our final regular season chat. with Jesse Agler, the voice of the Padres, coming up at 8:35 this morning. Rattle Report in our final hour, and then we will turn things over at 10 o'clock and head off to interview Sammy Hagar.
Can't wait.
After the program
Cannot
today.
Wait.
That's what we've got coming up. When we come back, we will talk Padres and last night's 7-0 win over the Milwaukee Brewers. That's next here on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Sammy might enjoy 7 Mile Casino if he was ever in San Diego.
I don't think
he can rock it.
Think there's any question.
7 Mile Casino. It's a great card room. If you haven't been there yet, take our recommendation. Make the short drive down the 5 freeway to Chula Vista. When you walk in, you're going to be blown away. It's upscale. It's nice. It's comfortable. It's cool. It's right there on the bay, so you've got, I mean, you know, you're not going to be sweating.
You're not going to be roasting.
No, we're not going to be roasting at 7 Mile
California
Casino.
California-style
exactly.
Blackjack.
You're going to be comfortable.
Yes.
In an upscale environment. I love it there.
I do, too. Just 7 minutes from downtown. You know, listen, great places, I always say, to go pregame, postgame, after Padres game. Our boy BKG was down there last night, tweeted a picture. Down there playing some, looked like California-style blackjack. Had a nice stack of chips, and he wrote, I have been influenced. Good. I hope you had a great time. The food is spectacular. The people are. Smoke-free environment there as well.
Food's also at Sammy's.
Yep.
Different Sammy.
Different
but,
Sammy.
Sammy might enjoy Sammy's. Get one of those wood-fired pizzas, the pastas, the chopped salads, or you can order off the 24/7 players menu any time of the day or night. Try the Kung Pao Chicken. It is absolutely amazing. So many reasons to go, but hey, the proximity, you're never going to beat that. Just hop on the 5. It's 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now, you couldn't have designed an evening to go much better for the San Diego Padres than last night. Not only their own game, in which I believe when we talked yesterday morning, we said, hey, Randy Vasquez, let's see 100 pitches. Let's see how deep you get. Maybe seven innings would be great. And then let's not use anybody out of the bullpen other than, say, I don't know, Yuki and Wandy. That would be a perfect game, which is what happened. But you also got the perfect results from the other games that you were keeping an eye on. The New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs looked like Mets season was toast as they fell behind 6-1. Mets fans I saw on, you know, social media were basically, all right, it's done. Let's pack it up. We're done for the year. Where this collapse is now complete. And they rally to win 9-7 to not only keep their season alive, but take the wild card lead again from the Cincinnati Reds, who lost, and a game ahead of the Arizona Diamondbacks. But it also helps the Padres, because the Padres move within a game and a half of the Chicago Cubs for the fourth seed and potentially hosting a playoff series in the wild card round next week rather than going to Wrigley Field. That's now a... it's not a really legitimate possibility.
And we have the tiebreaker.
Padres have the tiebreaker over the Cubs. So with four games remaining for the Padres and five for the Cubs, you need to just make up the 1.5. And, you know, that can happen in a day and a half, essentially. By the time we're here Friday morning, the two teams could be tied, theoretically. So that one's definitely possible. You also, if you did not stay up late, had the Arizona Diamondbacks rallying against the faltering Dodgers bullpen again with two runs in the ninth inning, including Geraldo Perdomo's walk-off single against Tanner Scott to beat the L.A. Dodgers and give the Padres another game in the NL West. Also a game and a half back, but that one a little different because the Dodgers own the tiebreaker, so you'd actually have to make up
2.5
games over the next
four
games, which is still a bit of a stretch. I have noticed, though, in the chat, and we were talking about it during the break, and I think we'll get into it in a more serious discussion in our 7 o'clock hour. Do you really want to win the division and head to the other side of the bracket that right now would include the Mets and the Phillies and then potentially the Dodgers in the NLCS? Or would you rather stay on the 4-5 side of the bracket, where it would be the Cubs and then the Brewers in the first couple of rounds of the playoffs?
On the record?
On the record.
Yeah. You, to be the best, you got to beat the best. F yeah. Bring all comers. Off the record, just keep us right where we are. Maybe the 4 seed is about as high as I want to go. Off the record.
You can't, obviously, players, Mike Schill, AJ Preller can't say anything because, you know, give us the Cubs and the Brewers. That's bulletin board material.
Now, passing the Cubs... Oh,
it's great.
It
doesn't change anything.
It just
gives
you the home. Yeah,
your home.
Then you still have the Brewers.
You absolutely want to pass the Cubs to get the home games in the wild card round. That's a no-brainer. There's no... Passing the Dodgers, though, changes your entire playoff trajectory.
It really does.
And not necessarily in a good way. You would be at home for those... That would be good in the wild card round. You'd be facing the 6th seed instead of the 5 seed or the 4 seed. But, again, Phillies waiting... And then whoever survives to the NLCS waiting. It looks like the more daunting path to the World Series. And that's my opinion as a baseball fan, sure. Padres fan.
Look, wherever it lands. I'm going to be fired up either way. But, you know, I would, passing the Cubs would be great. You get to play at Petco Park. You got home field advantage there. And, you know, it really would show... the fans, like, hey, man, you actually didn't quit. You didn't. You went out and did that. And Larry says he wants the division. Winning a division would be good. Like, you won, you're the division winner, but guarantees you nothing, right? Not that any of this does. I just feel like maybe the better path is this way. It could be wrong. We could get bodied in the first round, whether we're at home or on the road. That's the playoffs. That's the nature of the beast. But this bracket, you know, you've played well against the Brewers. You played really well. You played well against Cubs. These are teams you're familiar with. You haven't played well against the Dodgers. You haven't played well against the Phillies. Who else is over there? The Mets?
Well,
potentially.
The Mets, potentially, who you didn't play well against just recently.
Yeah. So, again, you know, the Dodgers watching their bullpen falter right now. Look, even if you're a Dodger fan, I think they're getting Roky Sasaki back today. They're going to put him in the pen. Clayton Kershaw has offered to pitch out of the bullpen. Please, in October. And, you know, they have some reinforcements. They have six starters. They're just going to push three guys into the bullpen. I think their bullpen may stabilize a little bit, Benny. I don't think you're going to see Tanner Scott in a save situation. I don't think you're going to see Blake Treinen in a save situation. Those guys are mop-up guys at this point.
So which is crazy.
Which is crazy.
What did happen yesterday, though, with the Reds' loss, the Padres have clinched no worse than the fifth seed.
Correct.
So whether or not they pass the Cubs or the Dodgers, they will be on the opposite side of the bracket as the Dodgers.
Yes.
There will be no rematch against the Dodgers unless it comes in the National League Championship Series. Both teams would have to win two playoff series before you would face them in a seven-gamer. So a very different situation than the previous three trips to the playoffs for the Padres when they faced the Dodgers in the wild card round, division round. That's not even a possibility anymore. Padres and Dodgers are guaranteed to be on opposite sides of the National League bracket.
And there are no easy roads. Don't get me wrong. There's no easy road to victory. There's no easy road to a pennant. You're going to have to go through some gauntlets, man. Absolute gauntlets. The Cubs being the first one, probably. The Brewers being the next one.
If we had to face the Rockies three straight series, that would be a gauntlet for the San Diego Padres in the playoffs. There are no easy paths. But that's where we stand with four games remaining for the Padres in the regular season.
And you asked me about this last night. TN in the chat says, Padres need to prioritize the starting pitchers for the wild card series. In my opinion,
you can't do both, really, can you? You can't chase the division and or the Cubs and get your rotation in order.
You can do what you did last night and rest guys and win at the same time.
Sure.
The question is, do you pitch Nick Pivetta this weekend to try to win the division, but that would preclude him from pitching in the wild card series? And the answer is 100%.
No, you don't do that.
Under any circumstances.
Under any circumstances.
You have to throw Waldron and hope you win.
You don't pitch Nick Pivetta on Sunday to try to win the division, knowing that means he can't pitch at all in the wild card series.
And you're saying even if it's win on Sunday and you are the division champs.
You can't do it.
No.
Even if you have a one game lead over the Dodgers and all you need is a win, you still are playing in a wild card round.
Correct.
You cannot pitch Nick Pivetta in that game.
Correct.
He will not pitch again in the regular season.
It would be malpractice.
It would be the most insane decision a baseball team has made in the postseason
100%.
Really ever.
No doubt.
So you can't really chase anything at this point. You will be bringing up J.P. Sears or Nestor Cortez.
You're chasing in the sense that you're going to be playing these four games.
You're playing the game.
You know, guys are going to play hard, but Jose Iglesias,
four homer game would be great. And you know, but that's how you're chasing it. You're not chasing it by using your best pitchers this weekend. You just can't.
I don't want to see Manny on the field more than twice in the last four games.
I know. I'm with you 100%. Get him ready. Michael King will throw. Did I hear he's going to throw?
He'll start Friday,
but
that'll be on regular rest, and then he'll be on regular rest for Wednesday's game two, if that's what they decide to do.
Okay. Yeah, I would imagine a fairly abbreviated
60 pitches?
Yeah, something like that,
I would
right?
think so.
Just, again, prioritizing the starting pitching, yes, but also you need to prioritize that bullpen, because I think that's the way, as I mentioned last night on Channel 10, that's the way you're going to win a World Series, is with your bullpen being rested and being able to deploy them all the time.
Honestly, I think you try really hard to avoid using them again today.
Correct.
And then you got the off day tomorrow, which means then everybody basically gets 3 days off in a row, which they all need. But we'll go through it and how well things worked out for the San Diego Padres last night. All the highlights, our Padres wrap up coming up right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
Oh, yes.
It's the
Padres wrap-up.
Brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow, and I want to go deep.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, deep to right field. Ryan O'Hearn has gotten it done. A grand slam in the bottom of the first inning. And the Padres jump all over Zimmerman and the Brewers. It is 4-0, just one out into their night.
Hung the split and paid dearly for it.
And the 2-2 curve is hung, but hit on the ground is short. Backhanded by Xander, falls down, gets up, and throws to first in time, two away. First real test of the night over there for Bogarts, and a really good play for out number two. So a speedy guy at first base, one out for a rise, already with a hit, and he sends one in the air, deep down the right field line, headed towards the pole, and off the pole, a home run! Luis Arraez knocks one off the pole in right field. A two-run shot, and the Padres have a 6-0 lead here in the second. First pitch to Durbin, popped up. Foul ground, third baseline, Iglesias in about halfway home. He makes the catch, and another 1-2-3 inning for Randy Vasquez, who has now retired 14 consecutive Brewers. 3-1, and Iglesias hits another one in the air, deep to left center field. Churio's back, he looks up, it's going to go! Jose Iglesias leaves the yard for his second consecutive night. And the Padres add on their third homer of the game. It's 7-0 here in the eighth. 1-1 to Durbin. The pitch is a little number back towards the mound. Yuki's got it. Paces towards first, throws him out, and the ball game is over as the Padres shut out the Brewers 7-0 behind seven brilliant innings from Randy Vasquez. They pick up a game on the Cubs, and they will take the field here tomorrow afternoon with their brooms out, trying to sweep the Brewers at Petco Park.
That was really good. Really good. A lot of life to the ball. Command was outstanding. Throwing it where he wanted to. Life. Sweeper, cutter, good. Change up. I mean, he just pitched really, really well and controlled the whole way.
Randy Vasquez, 7 innings of one-hit baseball.
Dog. 97 in the bag, by the way.
That is interesting.
97 in
the
bag.
He was more of a 94-95 guy early in the season.
And
then they gave him that little break, came back, and he's added a tick or two to the fastball.
AJ Casterbell tweeted last night, the hardest pitches he's thrown have come in his last couple of starts. I mean, he is like, and again, what it does is it makes conversations more difficult down at Petco Park. Like, what do we do? What do we do with this guy right now that is, again, pounding the zone? He's getting weak contact, and he's, most importantly, not giving up runs. Like,
Randy Vasquez has been your second best pitcher this year.
There's no
over
question.
The course of the season.
There's no question.
And I can't think of any argument for anybody else.
It's one of those deals where,
but I don't expect him to get a start in the 3-game playoff series.
I don't either.
And I don't know why that is.
Is that insane? And are we sitting in here end of next week going, what the hell? Why didn't you just use Randy Vasquez?
Wouldn't that be, that's just reputation over,
correct,
over the season that he's
given? It's not just reputation. The peripheral numbers,
yeah,
are not as good for Randy Vasquez. You can't ignore that. But the results, it's not a small sample size anymore.
No.
In fact, and this stat blew me away, Randy Vasquez has made more starts than any other Padre over the last 2 years other than Dylan Cease.
Crazy.
He's made more starts, obviously, than Joe Musgrove, Yu Darvish, Michael King. He has been out there making his starts the last two seasons and giving the Padres a chance to win in just about every single one of those games.
Damn near.
I mean, isn't that what you want in the playoffs, a chance to win in a game? And he gives you chances to win.
Every time, it feels like.
But I do think there's, you know, a certain segment of baseball that would go, wait, you had Yu Darvish and
sitting
Dylan
there?
Cease, and you chose to go with Randy Vasquez in the game to decide your season, like a game three of the wild card series.
Right.
You could be second-guessed either way. And you will be second-guessed either way if you lose. There's no getting around that for Mike Schilt. If he goes with Dylan Cease and they lose, well, you should have gone with Yu Darvish. If he goes with Yu Darvish, you should have gone with Randy Vasquez.
Is anyone going to say you should have gone with Dylan Cease, though?
You should have gone with Dylan Cease. If they lose.
Is anybody going to say if we lose in game three, you should have gone with Dylan Cease? No.
Maybe you just warm them all up before game three and go,
who looks the best? Who's feeling good? I mean, yeah, BBD 160 says she'll pull them all the time in a playoff game, which, by the way, or all the time in the regular season. But here's the thing. I'm okay with it in a playoff game. If Randy Vasquez can get you 1.5 times through the order, well, that's all you need. You know, then you turn it over to Morejon and Miller and Suarez, yeah, and Wandy and on down the line. You know, Jason Adam being out really, really hurts. We got to find somebody that can. Maybe it's Ron Marinaccio. I have no idea. But somebody needs to fill that role of what Jason Adam brought to the table. Just a really unfortunate
injury. Wandy's ERA is down to 3.1. It's outstanding.
How do you feel, though? How do you feel a Wandy v. Jason Adam? It's not even close.
David Morgan could be back today. Brad Gleyrich throws 100.
Yeah, I mean, there's weapons. There's weapons down there for sure.
Kyle Hart's been pitching well.
Yep, there's weapons down there for sure. But BBD 160, I really don't care when our starters get pulled in a playoff game. I really don't, because the star of our
keep
team,
us in it, hold a lead, whatever it
correct.
Takes, and then when,
and then turn it over the bullpen.
When the situation calls for it, the situation calls for
and
it.
And I think that's the right strategy for Mike Schilt. And I think that's, I mean, again, I'm just going to go back to what I saw from the Dodgers last year. I'm going to go back to what I saw from the Tigers last year, you know, in the postseason. They had one starter, Tarek Skubal. And every other game, it was like, no, we're going to mix, we're going to match, and these guys are going to be dogs, and they're going to get out.
If he's not a starter, I do think Randy Vasquez has earned a spot on the roster
for
in the bullpen.
What, though?
For just a wild card, too. If you look and it's the second inning and Michael King doesn't have it.
Or Yu Darvish doesn't have it.
Or whoever you started.
I trust Randy more than I trust King or Darvish.
You
right
feel
now.
Like,
really
hey,
do.
Let's be aggressive. We can get 2 or 3 innings out of Randy here and get to the bullpen that way. Before things get out of hand, while they're still close, you don't have to stick with any pitcher that you don't think is getting the job done if you've got Randy Vasquez standing by and ready. Now, you're putting him in a role that he has not pitched in all year, which is dicey, but you'd be doing the same thing if you have Dylan Cease
yep.
or Yu Darvish out of the bullpen.
100%.
It's like, okay, you're asking him to do something unusual here, but that's the chaos that Eno Saris talked about.
It's going
to
be like, fun, you know, fun, and by fun, I mean beyond excruciating. Here's the deal. Go out and win the first two games. You don't have to worry about any of this mess. You go out and you win 2 games in a row, which you can do. You don't have to worry about any of it. you reset and everybody, you know, we'll worry about next series. But you win those first two games, you got no problems. Zero. No problems. Nobody's second-guessing anybody. You out and win those first two games. And the way that you do it, I think, is you throw Nick Pivetta game one. Short leash for Nick. Short leash for everybody. I'll tell you who else is going to have a short leash. Shota Imanaga, Matthew Boyd, the guys that are going to be throwing against us in game one and two. They will also have a short leash. Now, Cubs bullpen is nowhere near what ours is. So you have to find a way to get to those guys, Ben, and force your way into their bullpen. Nobody wants to force the, like, you don't want to force your way into the Padres bullpen. You really don't. They are going to come out and they're going to attack whoever's on the mound. And by the way, that's worked. Nobody's given up more first inning runs than we have all year. Like, they're going to come out swinging.
Craig Council is like, score some runs, but make the other pitcher look good.
So yeah,
they don't,
exactly, so they don't take them out. Exactly. Like, score one, yeah, and then like an add on, yeah, and like the third
out a couple times. Make sure they don't go to the bullpen too early.
Correct. Correct. They do not want to get in our pen. We want to get in theirs. And it's just, again, here's the chess match that makes this game the greatest.
Speaking of second guessing, it was actually first guessing yesterday. Padres fans looking at the lineup that Mike Schilt put out in yesterday's game, the hangover lineup.
Yeah.
With no Fernando Tatis Jr., who was still at home sick. No Manny Machado, no Jackson Merrill, no Jake Cronenworth. It was truly probably the least regular lineup we've seen all season for the San Diego Padres. And so
naturally,
we
get the best performance.
Saw a lot of
the year.
People going, well, we're punting, we're giving up on trying to earn home field advantage in the wild card round. And the guys who played outstanding.
Yep.
They got the job done, took care of business early. Ryan O'Hearn with the grand slam off Bruce Zimmerman in the first inning, and then Luis Arraez with the shortest home run
ever.
You probably ever hit at Petco Park. I still haven't seen an angle that I'm confident it went over that
line. I'm with you.
On the foul pole.
I'll take it at this point.
We don't have a close-up shot of that one anywhere, and you just don't want to see it. I feel like they've hidden the Zapruder film of the short home run by Luis Arraez yesterday.
Ryan O'Hearn, since coming out saying I've been playing like S, is 10 for 20 with 8 RBI. So
that'll do.
Pretty great.
Padres win their fourth in a row, clinch the season series versus Milwaukee for what's that's worth.
Yeah.
Not much right now, but they are the best team in baseball, and you've owned them so far this year. All right, we'll come back. Big news in Major League Baseball yesterday. Robot umpires coming in 2026 next year on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.